tramp stamp.
All right, so if you're just joining us, I cut Flo with a chainsaw at work today. You know, I stopped your time right when you said, oh.
Calm down, Diddy.
I don't think I said that.
And hey, you can tell us what's going on right here. Give us the play-by-play, man. What's up? She touched Pepe on the way home?
He actually put a line in his back to see if he can come past it.
What's considered large in terms of robot cock?
Sorry, I'm not sure.
Don't lie, bitch.
This episode brought to you by the world famous Flashback Bar and Grill, the rock and roll bar with a sports attitude.
Yeah, it just feels like fire to me. You know, just
Alexa,
like,
open the front door.
Just like fire.
Camera.
Front door doesn't support that.
Alexa, open the Ring app.
The Ring doorbell app. Alexa, bitch, we want to see the front
open
door.
Video. Alexa, open video home. I've done it before from the kitchen, so I don't know why it won't work now.
She's a lying bitch. She can probably.
What a fucking cunt.
Alexa,
you're not needed here.
Ring.
It's not connected to the fucking. It's just not connected yet.
I think you offended her.
Yeah, I already got that shit, bitch.
Your head arrived. She didn't want to address the 12-inch fucking robot cock.
Alexa, that's probably small for robot cocks.
What's considered large in terms of robot cock?
Sorry, I'm not sure.
Don't lie, bitch. Alexa, you know what a robot cock is.
Didn't quite catch that. Say that again.
Alexa, what's the difference between regular cock and robot shaft?
Sorry, I don't know that.
Alexa, Siri already gave me the answer. She said, of course you don't know. She's got you flexed. Alexa, are you smarter than Siri?
I like all AIs.
Alexa, why did the AI cross the road?
To get to the other side.
She got you.
Wrong, bitch.
And it says chicken. I didn't say chicken. Ray's gonna be
so bored.
Yeah, I'm only got till 7:30. I told my wife I'd be home then.
She'll be alright.
They came over and baseballed yesterday, remember?
I think about 50% of America has iPhones.
I don't have an iPhone. I'm still on the light side of the force. All you fucking dark suckers took to the iPhones.
Ain't seen your punk ass around lately. Still beating up bitches.
Remember when you pissed this guy off?
Yeah.
That was it. Awesome.
He still got me blocked. It sucks, man, because I want to piss him off some more.
He hasn't gone live in a while, dude. Because he didn't block me, I'd still get a fucking alert. Because he's always, like, looking for a bus driver or, like, an extra roadie. Like, that's his game, man, touring.
His game's not paying anybody. That's why he always needs help.
He fucking played at the Wormhole. How much you think they paid him? You know what I'm saying? Yeah. What, like, $1,500 bucks?
$800 bucks.
I was being modest and saying at least 15. I mean, really? Tim paid that one band, like, 7 G's to play.
Yo, yo.
Oh, there he is. There he is. DJ Randall. He never brought the goddamn ringtone up.
DJ Randall.
I tried it. It wouldn't fucking connect.
We couldn't see when you came in.
We're just sitting here watching rom-coms.
What you got, some Kool-Aid?
It's like that water flavor shit.
Okay.
There ain't no water left in it, Randy. It's all flavored shit.
How's the baby? Oh, damn.
I'm a pro.
Baby's deep good. Breath.
Already done. Unplugged. Yeah.
Chat, chat. Nah.
Ladies and
what
gentlemen.
Guys? What's up,
welcome
bro?
To the Boomstig Pod Squad.
Boom, 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 boom,
back
boom.
In the fucking building after a little bit too long.
It's been a while.
Say something,
been, a while.
So.
Been a while.
I've had a lot going on. That boy weighs 11 pounds, 2 ounces yesterday. He's getting beast mode. He's so big.
How many days old is your child?
6 weeks and 2 days.
6 weeks and 2 days.
You know what that means?
Damn.
It means we can have sex again.
Seth. 6 weeks?
Seven, yeah, 6 weeks. Hey, but check this out. After
wait, you're supposed to wait?
Yeah, I know.
I'm just kidding.
Yeah. Mr. Have Sex in the Hospital while
trying to have them Myers twins.
Well, they never said don't.
I think they did.
Anyways, Jesus Christ.
Not in that hole anyways.
All right, next subject. Nah, he's good, though. He's good.
That's awesome.
Dude, it was insane, though, when he went to come out. Like, his head, when it started to show, the fucking umbilical cord was like a seatbelt. I'm like, that's not supposed to fucking be there, you know?
Unless it's a seatbelt.
So what do? Clip it and just yank him on out?
Fuck no. Fuck no. All right, you got to be extremely careful right then, because you don't want her bleeding out. Dude, no.
Yeah,
So what I had to do is I could not tell her. Now, she's in a standing position. That's what she was more comfortable in at that moment. She's already been pushing.
So she was standing up at this point.
Yeah. Okay. And I see the head start coming, and I see that. And what I did was...
Y'all had a midwife?
No, it was just me.
Just you?
What I did was, is I remembered this is what she was fucking talking about. This is the problem that she was afraid was going to happen. This is why we had to go to two different midwives during this pregnancy, because she did not want to do this at home by herself. She didn't want to do this one at home. She wanted to, but she was scared that something was going to happen. She had a feeling. So we went all the avenues we were supposed to do, and we did everything we were supposed to do, and it just did not work out for us. We had to do it ourselves. So, at this moment, I do remember how much, because this is what happened when she was delivering Don's baby, and she had to save the baby's life. So, I remembered everything she said, and I tried to stay calm, and I told her, I said, I need you to take one more deep breath for me, and I cannot tell her what's going on, because she will fucking panic. I said, take one more deep breath. I can't. I said, honey, yes, you can. I grabbed her hand, I said, take a deep breath. And just give me one more push. Take your deep breath. And she went to take the deep breath, and I took this finger, went between his umbilical cord and his head, and went down. I had up or down. I chose. It's a 50-50 fucking chance. I chose. I went down and found his. I had to put my hand in now.
Whoa!
Yeah. It was already fucking crowded.
All right. Oh my God.
I had to go around his head, find his neck, and go for his underarm and just twist him sideways, and he come right out, dude. His umbilical cord was wrapped around his fucking ankle, too. I'm like, son, what were you doing? Fucking jump rope? Were you bored?
Damn.
I know you was in labor for a week, but damn. Woo. She went into labor on March 10th. Not only is that her birthday, but it is the day she lost our baby last year.
Damn.
So it was fucking super stressful. And I had to stay out of work that whole fucking week before the baby. And then the week after the baby. I only had 1 week paid. I'm still trying to catch up. But man, what an experience.
I bet. I gotta fix something real quick. Well, I was trying to fix that.
Gosh.
So I didn't have to turn it up so loud.
I think it's fine though.
Heard you had an interesting day.
Yeah, it was, eventful.
I've always known Josh has had your back.
Well, how was your day?
All right.
Let me start with my guest.
Hey, hold on. Let me just real quick on the flow thing, dude. Because I just want to, just make one thing clear. All right.
We have one blunt left.
Listen, it's a matter of perspective, guys, because it takes something like that happening for me to realize don't need nobody out there.
Yeah.
I got that shit on my own, dog.
Oh, yeah.
But he was just trying real hard to try to stay on top of shit, and he's grabbing every little thing, and
Well, that's exactly how I got hit by the log, too, right?
The fucking pole saw, the pole saw was running, and I'm like, and the tree ain't fucking 30 feet tall, and I'm just hitting the little ones, hitting it, and I didn't see him, like, bend over and come into where the pile is, and the pole saw just, like, right on his back. It's like I hit some moss or something.
Did it feel funny?
Yeah, I was like, tell me that's your shirt. And the shirt didn't even get fucked up. It put three little holes in the shirt, and where it pulled the shirt, just those three got him. Not at all.
You, not him.
Not at all.
Really?
No, I was like, I was like, fuck, dude. And I was like, I was like, no, we gotta go to the hospital, man. And then I was like, here, let me show you. And I took a picture, and we're on her Ring doorbell camera the whole time. She doesn't know that's happened.
You on YouTube.
did you finish the job?
Yeah, I went back. I've come home.
Got at least you finished it.
Yeah, I didn't get back out. Man, we should have been done 2 hours
earlier.
Did
you get stitches?
Yeah.
How many did you get?
I don't know. To be honest, 4 or 5, I think, is what he said.
Pull it up, dude.
But I didn't look at it.
It's all bandaged up.
Yeah, that's fine.
Oh, stop. Hey. That hurt.
Just to make
careful. Slower. It hurt. It stung a little
bit.
Oh, wait, it's not my back.
I don't know what it
is. Just make sure when you come on it or later, you don't come on the wound.
I still wear a condom. I just don't trust these street rats. Awesome. Oh, I haven't even got to see it yet. Take a picture.
Come on, stand up. Stand up for the pod.
The chair runs around.
Oh, yeah, that ain't bad. He's fat as fuck, though.
Look at that.
You got a tramp stamp.
All right, so... If you're just joining us, I cut Flo with a chainsaw at work today.
By accident.
Oh, man, I'm going to have to blur all this out.
It's still got a bandage on it.
Not the wound, just your...
That's crazy. I didn't know y'all went to the hospital and everything.
Belly. No, we went to urgent care. Urgent.
Super glue?
Urgent care.
Yeah, we went to CVS if that shit Expert. Was me.
What the fuck is this?
I'm missing a letter somewhere.
That's my bottle opener.
Oh, is it?
It's got my name on it.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
So did anybody... Did you count how many were on there?
Nah,
just, we forgot again.
It still has a bandage on it.
I think they just glued you, bro.
Nah, they're stitches. I seen.
Dude, even when we pulled up, he was like, "Man, let's just go. They're gonna
I've done that."
He's like, "They're gonna charge me $500." I was like, "Dude, Cold Tree Care is paying for it, man. Bleep that out."
For legal purposes.
Who the fuck is that guy? Anyway,
I've never even heard of Colton. Tree care. Colton Tree Care?
It's Cole, Randy. It's our last name.
It's stupid.
Legally blind.
Jesus.
I was trying to help him.
Zach Galifianakis over here.
Do they drug test?
They gave me a bunch of paperwork with nothing but drug tests. And I was like, he don't need none of that. Just send me the bill.
Yeah, that's the way it goes.
Yeah.
It is what it is. I think I still break even on the job.
I had to go get stitches one day because my rope broke out with like shit was too heavy. The whole top broke out.
So I
finished the fucking tree and then went and checked it out and I was like, oh fuck, yeah, I need stitches.
You ever send anybody else to get stitches?
So I. Have I cut you before?
Mimi Gays, it's Mimi Gays at Mimi Gay House. Mimi Gay, it's Mimi Gay.
Okay, what does that mean?
With the fucking bobcat where I was like, hang on.
Oh, that.
With my hand in the rope for the porter wrap.
Dude.
He snatches a fucking block bigger than his table.
All right, first of all, Franklin was on the bobcat.
I said, hang on.
Josh puts his finger up like this, and it looks like he's saying go. Because that's what we do when we say pull. We put our finger up.
It does when you're like this. Yeah, he's saying go.
You know him.
Snapchat, hey, what's up, Snapchat?
Snapchat wasn't even out yet.
You were inventing it. Anyway, we should have just been able to throw the pieces, but the bitch didn't want her grass hooked up or whatever. Franklin's probably on the same thing on fucking Mexican grinder over here in the bobcat, but he can't see me because he's because we got the fucking pulley.
Dude, Franklin's one of our top fucking customers here. Like, he's sharing our shit and
I dropped these little
Mexican grinders.
I'm dropping these little landmines in here just to see if anybody's watching. I call them Easter eggs, but. Either way, the pine had like a cavity behind it where the rope was at. And you know how fucking thick the rope is. You know how big the block is. And you know how big the fucking piece is. I stepped up. The block's here. I stepped up to put my cut, and now I'm going to clip my saw and come down and brace. So I'm down here. I'm way too high for it to be coming off anyway. So I'm like, hang on, and I go to clip my saw. Now I put my hand in the fucking rope of the thing, and as I realize it's cracking, I'm pulling my hand up as that rope's getting tight, holding 8,000 pounds of shock load, and everything come out except the finger, and it ripped it from there to there, and I was just looking at the bottom of my fingernail and the bone, and the meat was just hanging off, and I was like, dude, I said fucking hang on. He's like, what does it fucking matter? I was like, because I'm leaking. And then he had to finish the tree. Anyway, I went to the hospital. My mom was there because her office was there.
She's always there.
And I was waiting.
She beat y'all every time, though.
Every fucking time.
No, she had her office literally was there at the time when she was working for the domestic intervention. Anyway, I had my hand. I told you I could see the bottom of my. All the meat was hanging. I could see the bottom of the foot. I pushed it up against. I held it right there. I super glued it. And within 2 weeks, it was fine. I never even lost a fingernail. It's the cleanest scar I've ever had. I didn't even see the doctor. I super glued it myself. Well,
so, yeah. Afterwards, I realized I needed stitches. I showed Will, and he was like, oh, God, Ronnie, go get stitches. So I go to the first place, and they tell me $700 fucking dollars. And I'm like, are you out of your fucking mind? So I left. I told him to suck my dick, and I left.
You could have been charging your friends all these years.
And I go to this other place, and they tell me it would only cost $200. And I'm like, oh, yeah, that's cool. That's what's up. Yeah. And I look around, and it's already like almost five. And the lobby's fucking full. And I'm like, what's the wait? And he's like, about 2 hours and 45 minutes. I'm like, nah, dude, I'm going to get some super glue on the way home. Fuck
yeah,
all this.
Fuck that.
Yeah, I've super glued myself together more times than I can.
It works better.
Yeah, I mean, that's what they use a lot of the time.
Look what happens when you get professionals to do it. I had a plastic surgeon do this one. A fucking plastic surgeon.
Yeah, bro.
Oh, that looks terrible.
Good job, guy.
Ugh.
You could keep really, that hand like, under incorporate the table, that though. Into a cool tattoo, though, disgusting. On your hand.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Aren't you glad you could still use that one?
Like an eyeball right there.
Man, I'm glad you don't got to touch your shaft with that one.
But I do.
Can you grab me two beers out of
this? Hey.
That's disgusting.
I don't want to even tell you what this hand's been done.
So anyway, speaking of hands.
I had to stop myself.
He almost caught them hands today.
How about Larry Simpson?
Oh, man.
He almost caught them hands today. I was already upset with him for yesterday. All right. Well, listen,
yes,
first of all,
from yesterday.
I don't tell Will, hey, Will, do you think I could go pick up a landscaping load today? I really love how long it takes to pick up each fucking thing of leaves over and over again. I love how long it takes to load a truck. I love being up there in direct sunlight for all that fucking time.
Yeah.
Like, so I go to unload this shit yesterday, and here he comes. What the hell's that? I'm like, it's landscaper stuff. I don't want that shit here. All you have is landscapers. There's three landscapers dumping right now. He's like, well, you tell your boss I don't want that shit here no more. I was like, well, you want me to tell my boss you don't want none of this anymore? Do you want me to just leave? Because I paid you. And he's like, no, y'all go ahead and dump that one, but don't bring me no more of that shit. And now, to be fair, this was two. We get from three different companies. This was the last of the ones, and there was some, you know, the bottom of it, that the leaves get all brown and wet.
Oh, yeah, nasty.
You don't want that shit. Nobody wants that shit. Yeah. I don't want that shit. But I wasn't putting it on his pile. All that dirt and shit, I was throwing it on the ground.
What's he doing with it? Is he processing it all or burning it?
Yeah, no, they're grinding it.
Basically dirt to him.
Right. Yeah. So the thing is he don't have to be such a fucking asshole about this shit.
I know.
Every time I go there, he stops me and talks shit for some way or another. Talking shit about the truck, the company, talking shit about Russ. He loves to talk shit about Russ.
Oh, yeah. That's his favorite thing.
Yeah, it's
dude.
His favorite thing.
I don't feed into it.
I already told him. I'm like, bro, you remind me of
Woody
Harrelson.
Some people just feed on that shit, dude.
Listen, the more you talk to him, the more he's going to talk back, man. So you got to keep it short.
So today, when we were at the cut filling out our tickets, fucking before we actually go there, you know that little side road?
Yeah.
That's where we go overtime. I told Terrence, I'm like, I hope you don't say nothing to me today, bro. I was up all night with the baby. I didn't get much motherfucking sleep. I was late today. This motherfucker does not need to come with me today.
See, you're waiting on it, too.
And now I had a clean-ass load. I made sure this fucking load was clean.
All wood?
No, it was landscaper shit, but it was good landscaper shit.
There
were
still some leaves in it. I've seen him grab a couple handfuls.
No, they were clean leaves. They weren't mud leaves.
I just told you don't bring me none of this shit.
No, first of all, Franklin's ex-homeboy, the one that starts all that shit with Will and talking. I seen your guys working for Franklin on the weekend, making shit up. He has started so much shit.
That's hilarious.
The guy wonders why I don't fuck with him. Hey, he waves at me and I just look away, and then he'll call Will and say, "Why won't he wave at me?" He literally, this cocksucker is that much.
Damn.
So,
who the fuck is this guy?
Chris David. The landscaper that went into his own tree business, the one that wrecked, he was with Franklin the night, Franklin wrecked his motorcycle. They were peeling out downtown, showing out in front of cops. That's when Franklin lost his foot that time.
Oh, he's a gay.
Yeah, they've been friends for a while, but he's just a fucking, he wants everything Will has, and he wants to be Will's best friend.
Does he work for Will?
Nah. He's got that CS tree, he had just left when you were pulling in, so...
it's not CNT or CN
something like that.
I think that's the ones that Mark's always working with.
He's a white dude?
Nah, he's Mexican. He's got a truck and a trailer.
CNK?
CNK, some shit. No, CMK is a whole different company.
Okay, yeah, I think that's the one.
That's the dude that's got that dump, the new dump. Yeah. He's got a new dump.
Where?
Right over by, it's off Buckalter and shit. But he's charging $300 a fucking
I got
load.
The sweetest spot on the planet right now.
Yeah, but whoever can open a yard right now will come correct.
I told Chrissy and Will a year ago they needed to open
but
one.
But listen, let me tell you a story about Russ. They're clearing some land right behind CVS on 17, right by Berwick. And there's a giant berm. So they've had, on Saturday, they had it Monday. There was fucking 30 dump trucks loaded in line waiting to get loaded. Yeah. And they're bringing it all to Russ, right? And Chuck was like, "Yeah, dude, they did that on Saturday." So he said after his kid's baseball game on Saturday, he rode over there to look, and they were dumping it in the entrance and bulldozing it over top of all the burn shit. He's like, the level of the whole land is like 4 foot higher than it was, but they're trying to make it flat.
Yeah.
He said that him and his son were watching a dump truck dump, and they were on the edge of where it was high, and the fucking dirt kicked out of one of the tires, and the dump truck flipped over in the way, and there was like 30 dump trucks waiting to dump, and nobody could dump because there's a fucking flipped over dump truck.
Fuck.
He was like, "I just rode off after that, man. I didn't want to
do that shit." That's when you just go ahead.
That happened on Saturday.
Damn.
He was like, it was two bulldozers, and Russ was out there.
Russ opened up yet?
No.
Is he
he's
out?
He's still smoking, man. He's got sprinklers on everything, and he's trying to push dirt over it.
That's wild. But then we had that huge-ass rain not long
ago. Bro, he should have filled in that pond a long time ago and started over.
Oh, man, I feel bad for him.
He's got the solution right there.
I don't understand how he can't get, like, fined out the ass, you know?
Yeah, all that.
Everything. Yeah. Everything.
You're literally taking up resources.
Listen,
fire trucks for weeks.
There are rules because of shit that like that.
I think because he takes
like
a lot of the
fires that get started and they can't be put out.
Oh, yeah.
That's why they have rules with the EPA.
I heard a lot of that from Larry.
Yeah,
you got to have tracks around everything. Yeah. God bless.
He'd tell you about the tank, the battleship. He's like a battleship, man. You got to, you know. If a torpedo hits you, you got to be able to close it off. And whoever's in there gets killed. He sounds like a pro wrestler, man.
I don't fuck with the guy. I don't go. I've never had to go out there and dump.
So today, after
twice.
So that guy David, he pulls up and he dumps like 15 feet in front of the pile. Like
yeah, that was the guy that dumped the fucking.
Yes, that's the fucking. Like, why did he just... I'm looking at him like, what a fucking idiot.
Almost in the way. I had to wait for him to move that pile before I could dump.
And, of course, he goes and he talks shit to him. And then, here he comes to me. I'm unloading.
Hey,
opens the door up. Hey! I'm unloading. Hey! I look at him. I'm unloading. He's like, what, man? What? He's like, I guess your boss didn't care what I said. I was like, I don't know. I don't know his personal emotions. I'm not him. Ask him. He's like, well, where'd you get that from? I'm like, what does it matter, man? You got your tickets. I'm like, this stuff's clean. I went through it. He's like, I told you I don't want no more of that. I'm like, what did he say when you called him? I said, dude, what do you want from me, man? What did you tell him? I said, I told him you're an asshole. I told him you'd find a way to interrupt me every single cocksucking time. I told him that you look for things to bitch about, and you're fucking retarded. And he got out of his tractor, and he started walking down. I said, what? And he's like, what do you mean? What did he say?
He said what?
I said, he's just as confused as I am. How you can have all these landscapers dumping all this fucking landscaping trash.
Yeah, landscaping
and you get
bags.
Mad at me for putting a bunch of landscapers shipping one thing and bringing it to you.
Yeah. Instead like, of spreading it out.
Well, there was concrete in that load you brought me yesterday. I'm like, was there? I'm sure there was. I think I would have fucking seen some concrete. It was like a whole blocker from a parking spot.
Dude, that's like, what really? He was talking about. He grabbed two pieces of concrete and he was like. But I didn't know what he was talking about. Now I know.
Yeah. He was trying to talk shit. He was still trying to talk shit. So, I'm like, okay, I'm sure.
I tried not to talk
I'm
to
sure
him.
I'm sure I did. I'm sure. Do you want me to pick it back up? He's like, no, I ain't worth it. The problem is when y'all
you
when
just
they,
tell him
when,
say that's why we pay you yeah. for the fucking headache.
Yeah, I told him that. I told him we factor in for your little part, boy. We factor it in. You get yours.
That's why this you're being property. Paid. Did
you anyway, so he said, well, the landscapers when they dump it, they dump it in one little pile, and I can see it as I go through it. You're putting yours on the pile. You told me to put it on a pile. That's how the grapple trucks work. You want me to separate the wood from the brush and put the brush as high as possible on that. That's how the fuck grapple trucks work here. That's your rule. You want me to put it in a pile for you right there? I said, how about this, Larry? How about this? I grab it and start throwing it. I was like, you see it all now, right? You see it all now? Fucking dirt coming all over me. I didn't give a shit. I was covered in fucking dirt.
Did you know what he told Craig one time? Craig's already nervous, you know. He's a nervous guy driving a dump truck, trying to back up. And sometimes it gets real wet and shitty out there. And he can't back up anymore. And Larry gets out of the tractor. He goes, if you can't come back here, you can't dump. The money stops here.
Yeah. Yeah, he said all kind of shit like that to me before. So anyways, he goes, well, you need to tell your boss. I'm like, Larry, that's the last time right there. That one's it. You need to tell my boss. The number's right fucking there, dude. Call the number. Which number? Call either one. You'll get somebody. Somebody will help you out. It's not my fucking problem. I'm an employee who's doing my job.
Right.
To the fucking T. You're just an asshole that has a problem. Handle it with somebody else, because I ain't the one.
You know the Lannings gets 10% of his tickets?
Just 10%?
That's it. 10%.
Just 10%.
Yeah, but you got to think.
Let me explain something.
10% of every $100 is 10 bucks.
Mondays. I buy
you quick,
five,
boy. You got
Mondays,
that math
Monday,
on.
I buy
the drummer.
Monday, I buy $500 worth of fucking tickets.
That's $50 for the landings.
That's five tickets.
No, it's 25 a
That's
ticket.
That's why I'm the singer.
And I get and
no
I
math.
Get 20 tickets. So it's $500.
Yeah, it's
And that's
10% of $500.
And that's Monday. And then Tuesday, I'll be running out, and I'll have to get a couple from Terrence because he had to do the same
thing.
They
ran out.
And then Wednesday, we go get another $500 worth. Either way, we're spending like $2,000 a fucking week with this guy, and that's how you speak to us? What the fuck is wrong with him?
Well, you know, you spend the same at Russ. You just never see it because he sends it to your boss.
But Russ don't act like he does.
Now, Russ
and
is
that's
totally
the
different.
Thing. And that's the thing. Russ appreciates and apologizes
and
for shit.
Behind.
You know what's funny? When
he acts human.
You remember when Larry had his shit on Russ's yard? You don't remember?
Oh,
that?
Way
yeah.
back.
Yeah, yeah. All his
yeah,
shit
back,
on Russ's
back
yard.
Back when what's his fuck used to park there?
Well, the deal. Ricky. Yeah, the deal was he was supposed to grind everything that came in. Russ was going to keep the dump fee. Larry was going to grind everything that came in and sell it, right? Well, that none of that ever happened. He just stayed on the yard for a long time. They kept burying the shit. And then when he decided to get a grinder, he kicked Larry off his yard. Remember?
Yeah.
And the funny thing was, neither one of them ever talked to each other. They talked through Ricky. You remember Ricky, the log guy?
Yep.
Russ would talk to Ricky, and fucking Larry Simpson would talk to Ricky.
I bet Ricky put his own.
They wouldn't talk to
Ricky
each other.
I bet Ricky put his own spin on that shit too.
They wouldn't talk to each other. It was the funniest relationship ever, man.
He's a good mix between them.
Russ would be at the top of the hill, and Larry would be down here. doing his own thing. The only thing he did in that yard, he would go there and grind the logs because you get a lot more money for a clean load.
Yeah.
So he would just grind log loads, and that was all he did on that yard. And he had his fucking junk everywhere. You remember all them old bucket trucks and shit? That was all Larry's shit.
They were all parked on the left when you came in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was all Larry's
shit. It was so different back then. The whole place looked completely different.
It was so different before Matthew.
I haven't dumped it. I haven't dumped out there since before they shut Evergreen down.
Evergreen?
When Evergreen got shut down for putting too much dirt in the road or whatever.
I don't think that's what happened to them. I think the brother. And
who's Evergreen?
This is what happened originally.
Those two brothers.
Are you talking about John Brandon?
I don't know. Will talks about him.
He's the guy from Evergreen. It was John Brandon and Larry Simpson's company. And Larry Simpson bought out John Brandon. And then he sold it to Downey, which turned into Save-A-Tree. So that's where the tree company division went from Evergreen.
So anyways, back to it. I tell him I'm not your middleman. You call him. All right? So he... fine. I'll call him. He goes back over to his shit. Gets on the phone. Not even 10 seconds goes by. Opens the door. It's handled. Shut the door.
Well, what does that mean?
He called Will. He said... Will said... Will tried to call me immediately. I said, Will, I'm still dumping. I'll call you back. He's like, what the hell's going on? I'll call you back, bro. So, Larry called him and was like, hey, Miss Will with WM? Yeah, that's as well. I don't want none more of them loads. That's fine. All right, bye. That was it. All that fucking bitching and moaning and theatrics for nothing, dude. Like, I will fucking take this shit wherever I need to, but y'all need, Will needs to address that, you know? I'm going to keep doing what I'm supposed to be doing.
Yeah.
That's my fucking job.
I mean, if he has a problem, I'm always like, call Chuck.
Yep.
I won't dump it.
But call one day he was talking shit about my truck, swearing I was about to get stuck. And I almost fucked. I was stuck for a minute. But he was like, you get stuck, you're on your own. You know what the solo mission is? You know all this shit.
Yeah, he did some nom time, dude. He'll tell you about that, too.
So,
I know what a solo mission is, getting stuck.
So when I was,
I'll tell you about that.
When I was almost out,
I wrecked
of it,
the bucket
he
truck
he
into
was
myself.
Coming, you told me about that. Yeah. He was coming. He was walking out to me. You need some help? I'm like, nah, bitch. Solo mission. And I just got it out right then as he walked up. Fucking felt beautiful, bro.
He's always pushed me out every time I got stuck. But my thing is,
his yard is the reason I got into an accident with my fucking bucket truck, and I got court coming up.
Oh, really?
Or the grapple truck, I mean. Yeah. Apparently, that mud from his shit can push so far in your S-cams, it pushes all the grease out of your brakes out and replaces it with the fucking mud, and now your brakes aren't making full contact. So even if you're only going 1 mile per hour because you're trying to stop, your truck won't stop. And you're like, fucking pulling the air brake and hitting the trailer brake, and it just won't stop.
It was full of mud?
The brakes were full of fucking mud.
Damn. I mean,
so the insurance company has my back completely on the whole fucking thing.
Yeah, but you really can't you can't hold him liable.
No,
dump.
I hadn't even told him about it.
It's
I'm
a
just
dump.
Saying that's how shitty his shit is.
Could have been his or
never even
Russ's.
Told him about it.
Could have been his or Russ's, because Russ's would get real shitty sometimes too.
I haven't been stuck at Russ's in a long time.
Yeah, their landing is real sturdy. Going through the front parts, a little fucked up sometimes, but they've been pretty good down there. But who knows what it's going to be like now?
It's probably completely different.
If they
would you even fuck with it again? I'd probably fucking...
Dude, I would have sold it right after Hurricane Matthew. You know, he made $8 million.
Probably just the FEMA checks
for
alone.
For Hurricane Matthew's, FEMA work was $8 million.
Gotcha.
Where'd mom take the girls?
To her house. They're spending the night. They're gonna go. She was surprising them with all that doll stuff.
Where's your kid?
At my house with his mom.
I thought Josh was. Well,
I was going to, but
boom. But told listen, you it was a possibility.
I told you he wasn't going to.
No, but here's
but
the thing.
I told you he might.
Here's the thing.
But what happened?
The girls weren't ready. Mom was like basically asleep with the baby on her when I got home. Well, as soon as I pulled in, I switched the car.
You thought he was bringing the baby by himself. I was going to leave him in the bathroom while we smoked.
Nah, I was going to bring Brittany too.
That's what I said. I was like, no,
leave
Brittany.
Leave him both in the bathroom.
Stupid.
But anyways, so by the time we got the girls in their car seats and they got their 17,000 hugs and kisses by and everything else, you had already texted me. They were pulling out when you texted me.
Oh, you got
and, I said, yeah. Well, no, I didn't get off late. It's just my mom taking fucking forever and the girls taking forever.
What's getting off early for you?
Like 5? Pretty early. No, I get off at 4 sometimes.
All you gotta do is run under a chainsaw.
Get off at 12.
All I gotta do is drive. I don't listen to a fucking word anybody says to me anymore. But it's time to go home. It's time to fucking go home.
Hey, you know I stopped your time right when you said, oh.
Calm down, Diddy.
I don't think I said that.
He's like, I'm sorry, we can get right back to work. It's fine.
No, I'm good, bro. Let's go.
I was like, what are you doing on the fucking ground underneath my saw? What are you doing? You're laying on the ground?
Leaking blood in your butthole.
You're in the same position that you were.
You have blood when you wipe your butt afterwards?
No.
The sprizzle's coming noozle.
I didn't change his underwear. It just came from my back.
It came from his back.
I don't know what the hell he just said, and I'm super confused.
He said he came on my back.
We'll be right back.
We'll be right back.
This episode brought to you by the world-famous Flashback Bar and Grill, the rock and roll bar with a sports attitude.
They gonna pay for that?
Yeah. Every time Flo sneaks me some wings out that motherfucker.
cut that.
Oh, no. Yes, sir.
Oh, no. I'm not cutting it. Jimmy knows. Yeah, man. What a wild time, bro. It's been a while since we got to sit down. The last couple podcasts we did was all the band ones when we were interviewing the guys and shit. And then I think we did one since then with you, but it might have got lost with that last jam session that I can't find.
I had to compress. One that I really needed.
The jam?
Yeah.
Yeah, it might still be in the recycle bin, to be honest, man, but I had to clear up some room.
Really great stuff in there. Jade OG, who wants to talk to him? Somebody say hey. He's on there.
Yo!
Is he on?
You got him on speaker?
Jade OG! Hey!
I don't think your speaker's on. They might have butt dialed you.
Yo.
Interrupting a good song, ass nugget.
Well, we're podding.
Huh? I kind of hurt your own ears, too.
The curtain, it slowly closes. The players, how they quickly change around you. Not a
Look at little fatty Arbuckle Jr. That's so little Randy right there.
We have a lot of shit going. A lot of shit going. She's the bird chaser, bro. She's gonna get fucked up. I'm up to this day. Daddy got fucked up by trying to chase a bird. I got stuck on that fence.
Look at this song.
Oh man. I don't know if my heart can handle all that, Randy. By so much. All the fears and worries and I mean you get it's obviously well what I mean is it's as rewarding as it is difficult. Yeah. You unplugged again?
Yeah. You son of a gun.
Missing a good jam. But
it's scary.
It's as rewarding as it is scary. At always.
It's more rewarding.
Yeah, because it's more scary.
Nothing
stays the same.
Nothing good remains. I think about it. All the time.
Randy, I only have one, and I stare at him every second he sleeps, and just like thank my lucky stars, and Then I make sure it's breathing still, like. I know.
Cheese, man.
It's kind of like when someone else is.
Cheese.
Your kids is like me riding in the back on acid with Franklin. I just gotta trust that you're doing a good job driving, man. You know, cause I love.
Stop hitting the top.
Shit, we drank fucking. We drank a case of beer each on the way home.
And a lot of acid.
On acid, coming through the mountains, in the rain, in the back of a fucking. We're in a man cab, no seatbelt. We're in a moving prison cell.
And here it is, 22 years later.
About when the songs came out.
23 years, actually.
Soft, gentle rain in the distance. Hurricane's coming in.
I'll show you something else. But I don't want no one else to know about it, so.
Uh-oh.
Cameron, no. Where's Cameron? Now we're never going to see it.
Nope. I thought we were recording, man. There were some good moments in there for a minute. The head PE hidden track, I thought for sure we were recording. Nah. It'd be like that on them big jobs. Easy.
I didn't have my hand out.
Easy.
Easy in the motherfucking house.
Man.
Rest in peace.
Is he even coming?
I don't know.
He's on fucking BBT.
Tell Alexa to put the goddamn thing on.
We concluded that does not work.
Wow. Jado G just said FaceTime me.
This should be good.
I'm gonna check the fucking front door first. Nothing cracking.
What if you got a FaceTime and you just see a pistol?
Break yourself.
I hope not.
Pistol in a skeleton hand.
Hey, pause it for a minute.
Dude, it's hard to pause it for a minute. Really good part.
Motherfucker! What up?
Hey, what is it?
What's up, player?
It's a hell of
time. There we go.
What's up, Pod? What's up, Boomstick?
Boomstick. Whoa, you got that Boomstick.
That fucking hair. Yeah.
Yeah, it's getting there.
Hell yeah.
Oh, Randy, what's up?
What's up?
Long hair don't fucking care, huh?
I'm loving it.
Man, what's up?
What is?
You got that thing on you? All right. I'm just trying to make sure, bro. Cause he's slipping in them streets.
I can't go out bad, man.
Well, not yet.
That's funny. I wish this shit was recording.
It's not?
Well, yeah, but you can't see my tiny ass little screen. You can a little bit, I guess.
Yeah. He looks like Justin Bieber.
Where the fuck you at, dude?
Way out here, over yonder. What is today?
Bro, how much is it to Uber? Uber to the Boomer. You don't know what day it is?
It's fucking Tuesday.
No, it's Tuesday.
It's Taco Tuesday.
Is he in Georgia? Florida?
Statesboro.
Oh, he's in Statesboro with his mom.
I asked him where he was. He said Tuesday.
Dude,
me too.
Hey, listen. Hey, Randy. You remember Christy we met?
Yeah.
How about, like, probably...
Justin Fuller's fucking baby.
Probably like 3 weeks ago, right?
Yeah.
What's up,
John? Almost
telling homie.
On a Tuesday
bro,
night.
Bro, I've been trying to fucking get you on the sticks. You scared.
Yeah. Tell him we'll call him back.
I just muted him.
But anyways, it's 2:30 in the morning, right? Tuesday night.
Yeah.
And I hear my ring doorbell go off. Somebody ring the doorbell. And I'm like,
what?
All right, hang
on. Like, what the fuck? So I grabbed my phone. My dogs are going ape shit, right? I looked at my phone, and it looked like one of Azzy's friends, Clayton, and his mom. And so I immediately was like, oh, my God, she done got Clayton fucked up, and his mom's here to bitch about it. You know what I'm saying? Because somebody was fucked up on the porch. And then I see Jaden stand up, right? And I was like, that's fucking Jaden. And, as he, like, let him in by the time I got up and got it, you know, in the house. And I'll show you the Ring doorbell. It's funny, too.
Yeah.
I'm trying to find it.
But if somehow he was at the jukebox with Christy Wiemet.
Why?
I don't fucking know. You tell me, man. I don't go out. But she dropped him off so hammered he was throwing up off the side of my porch.
He's probably trying to touch his little pecker, bro.
How old is he? He's 22.
Yeah.
Let me see if I can find that for you.
You know, fucking, you know, my son's mom's dating Christy Wiemet's husband. They're still married.
Who are you talking about? Cindy?
Justin Fuller. Yeah, Cindy.
She's with Justin Fuller?
Yeah. Hold on, babe.
Got it.
What's that?
Hello,
love.
Hi.
I got it.
Yeah, we're having fun.
Oh, you got it already? Look.
What? Let me see it. This is hilarious.
This is at 2 in the morning, dude.
This is hilarious.
Look at it. Look, watch how many drunk hugs he gives that bitch.
So when you looked, he was down.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
And I was like, what the fuck is this? This is at 2:30 in the morning, dude. I'm not a night owl. You know that.
Did she not explain?
No, you're
why
almost
she's
about
him?
To get up. They
she,
woke him up like
did,
an hour early.
As soon as Azzy opened the door.
Yeah.
Bob's like, I got an hour of sleep left.
Is he throwing up?
Yeah.
Was he really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. I don't think I watched it all. We gotta call him back and ask him about the video now.
This is great.
Isn't that funny?
This is great. At least she's not looking like she was trying to date him or something.
Oh, there's a couple drunk hugs at the end. And it was funny because
she looks super nervous, bro.
Because
you know she's on camera.
Like the next day me and Amanda were like we were like, who is that girl? And I was like, dude, I know that girl from somewhere. She's so familiar. I remember her face.
I know we've met. We met.
She was friends with Kristen Lee when I lived with Josh Lee. That's how I remember her.
Yep.
She wasn't so big.
No, she used to be low. She works with that girl Heather that we used to go to school with.
Who is now dating Michael Lee.
Mike Lee. Yeah. You seen that?
Oh, yeah. Bro. I was like,
that's
wow.
That's Fallon's sister.
Yeah,
right?
It's Fallon's sister. Yeah. Like, nobody could talk to her. She was like the prissiest bitch with... All of her pins had the big pink furry things on them.
And now she's with Michael Lee.
And now she's with fucking Mike Lee.
Brandon Lamb dated her for like a week and said she was like 17 red flags.
Dude,
to go.
She's crazy. She's
definitely nuts.
Damn crazy videos.
Sorry if you're watching this. I'd smash. It's all good.
But how about
that?
Makes
it even, right?
You want me to send that to you?
Yeah, send that to me.
All right. I'll send that to you right now. So.
All
right.
J-Dog.
Let's watch it while we get J-Dog on the phone now.
Hey baby, we're about to wrap it up right now.
We got one last little interview to do real quick.
Okay.
Do I have your number?
You should. 912.
Let me get your mic again, Paul.
432.
Your mic is 432? Better.
Yo.
Set me up.
Alright, check it out. We're almost done with the
Let
pod.
Let me know if you get that.
We're almost done with the pod, and then we can hit the sticks. I'm going to get something to eat real quick, though.
Yep.
But
just came through.
While we got you on line right quick, we're going to watch the Ring doorbell footage of you on Uncle Bob's porch.
Trying to junk smash that old lady.
Hey, you can tell us what's going on right here. Give us the play-by-play, man. What's up? She touched Pepe on the way home?
All right. Let me break it down, then.
All right. Oh, Randy's got it.
Uh-huh,
Randy's
got
it. Don't worry. I'll cut it in on the podcast.
I sent you the wrong one. Hold on.
Uh-oh.
All right, so we see you on the porch about to puke.
All right, babe, I'm about to come home. Let me call you back. I got to use my phone.
She's got her hand in front of your pants right now, shuffling around.
Yeah. Okay, baby. Where's
she's
my boy
doing
going?
Doing that at the bar.
Yeah, she's doing that at the bar?
Yeah.
She touched Pepe for real? That bitch is like 49, dog.
All right, I sent you the right one.
Yeah, but I know her daughter.
The first one's just a possum.
It's not her daughter.
Okay, so what you trying to smash mama
you don't
and daughter
know Jersey?
At the same time? Or?
You don't know Jersey?
No,
and Jersey got a boyfriend.
Same time, separately.
Jersey got a boyfriend anyway,
so
liar.
You smashed them both?
I got it on the thing.
Oh, he's got
you
it.
You said Jersey has a boyfriend?
Yes.
When I met her, she didn't.
When'd you meet her?
2020.
Well, how many?
Well, that doesn't give you grandfather clause, bro. I mean, but I knew it when she was a baby.
Like, you know when I met her? She was 3 years old. She was 3 years old.
God damn.
I was in
Jersey. Yeah.
I love Jersey, though. I wouldn't even do all that. I wouldn't even do all that.
But how you going to fuck her mama if you love her so much?
It's not her mom.
I didn't fuck her mama neither. I was just appreciating.
That's her stepmom.
You was appreciating the age.
You sure gave her a bunch of hugs.
Yeah, her mama bought me hella beers and then brought me to a safe place.
Okay. Knob Creek.
His butthole was a little sore.
Yeah. Damn, dog.
They did eat him.
Hey, see, did she at least call you the next day? She put some lunch money in your fucking pocket after she dropped you off?
What do you do, man? I don't know.
Nah, them old ones will take care of you, bro. You say yes, ma'am, and please.
You got to play it hard. You're doing it right. You play it hard.
She was just being nice.
Yeah, I bet she was. We call that fucking S.A.
Grooming.
Yeah. If it was a...
grooming.
I'm talking to the Boomstick Podcast right now. Listen, that right there is a demonstration of a very nice lady, y'all.
Very yeah.
Nice. But if she it was a very nice man, night, he would be in prison.
I got blackout drunk. She took me to a safe place that she knew I'd be all right at.
How'd she know where that was?
You know that.
That's what I want
to
know.
How'd she know where he lived?
Who gave her directions to my house?
Who said she took you straight home, dog? You was missing.
I guess, look, she knew them and Amanda. I guess I gave them directions, but I don't remember none of that shit.
I don't think you could have, bro.
If you don't remember, if you don't remember key moments, you think maybe she sucked that thing?
Was anything sore or loose?
Most definitely not, because I didn't have no jizz on my clothes or nothing like that.
Well, she swallows.
How about on your back?
She's fucking fat. She has to.
Well, bro, you got an orgasm to jizz. You probably just got slobbered on.
He probably had some on his back dried up.
How about on your back?
Well... When's round two? At least you'd have a ride to work. I need a ground man. My last one,
He actually put a line in his back to see if he can come past it.
The ground man. I'm on my way. I'll be on my way right now.
Sorry, man.
Oh my god.
That was some Shane Gillis gold right Jesus there. Shit.
God. I've been waiting to use that all night.
We got a thumbnail.
Well, are you waiting for him to do it first? I'll use it afterwards.
All right, homie, we're going to hit you up, dog. Later, Jado.
Later.
Shit. Well, that fucking does it for this pod squad. Son of a...
Yeah, I'm not waiting.
We're still not recording.
I got a... Hey.
I'm just kidding.
I was sitting to say, I got a task. How the...
He's coughing on some dicks.
Oh, just the video cut out. Are you still there, homie?
Yeah, when's the next job?
Oh, man.
I'll let you know, man. Right. Hey, get on the sticks, for real.
Get on the sticks later or what? Right now?
Give me at least...
What the fuck is that mean?
Like 10, 15 minutes.
Playing drums?
Video game.
Video game, bro. All right, homie.
Hey, what are y'all playing?
I said, I got a PS5. Whatever.
What is it? We got to do some Grand Theft Auto, right?
What games are y'all playing?
Yeah,
he can get on too, right?
It don't matter. Just getting the party. You don't even. Gotta
I just
be
bought one for $300.
You don't even got to be on our game to get in the chat party. Huh? Or we can all just talk shit. Play your own game.
It was Mike Crane's daughter sold it to me because Cassie was like, "Hey, she's trying to sell her PlayStation."
For $300? What a
dumb. I paid $360.
He got the digital version.
Xbox.
I told him it was just as good. Don't say nothing. No, I'm just kidding.
You can't pay $360 like, for a PlayStation.
What? He goes, how come? Why is that
universally unacceptable?
Well, she wanted $330 for it, and I was like,
disc in my PlayStation yet? So.
I was like,
there's no difference.
Yeah, I'll pay that if she brings it to me. She's like,
and the disc just
for $30 more, I'll bring it to you. So for
it's just for old people that still think they might use a CD.
And it was like she bought it for her boyfriend, and he only had it for 2 months, and she took it back and sold it to me. There was nothing on it.
Why? What? What'd she break up with him?
Yeah.
Just the campaign, right?
Damn.
So I scored.
Hell yeah. And then Thank God for domestic disputes.
Yeah, man. Scored a PlayStation.
They be playing games, dog, and now you playing games. All right. Thanks, guys. We'll have to do this a little more often. We'll figure it out now that we got these babies. We got the...
Yeah, yeah.
It's set up, though. I'm going to put some gates out there, and I'll pad the walls if I have to. shit, I did with them, too.
You know what they want you to do?
What?
Remember that thing I sent you where the guy had turned his whole damn house into an obstacle course for his kid?
I got enough room out there
for it. He made an American Ninja setup.
Dude.
They saw that video, and they fucking went nuts. Dude. I said, I'll talk to Uncle Josh. We'll try to do something for y'all.
The area... It looks like you stitched your pants before.
Let me say it one more again.
I know.
I'm going to try to count your stitches.
Look. That didn't change
this. Hey, I'm going to pull something like this. The next thing I know, there's some guy on the ground like this.
You really can't see some of that. Like but twerking. It's like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13,
he at said least 13
or 14.
That's what he said.
Dude, you can see where the space between half. Well, you know the spaces. You can see like 3 or 4 of them.
They didn't tell me afterwards.
There's like 14 stitches right there.
Gosh, hey, the lady that did it was her first day, dude. It was her first stitches ever.
You went to Richmond Hill? Nah, I moved down here like 14 years ago.
Oh.
I grew up in Wyandotte, North Georgia.
Which part?
Winder is where I went to high school. Barrow County, Gwinnett County.
Okay.
I was born in Snellville.
Close to Atlanta.
In between Atlanta and Athens.
Yeah.
When I was in high school, we were closer to Athens.
That's a hidden track. Number 3. What the fuck is that? What's that?
What's that? This is a Wi-Fi camera? We'll be right back.